Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Because I've watched the weather literally go from storming rain to beautiful sunshine in matters of minutes, it's important for me to remind you that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into their Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at our studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
I watched some of the finals last night, and ESPN Louisville is your home for the NBA Finals if you want to listen on radio. Wednesday, Game 4, Suns at Bucks, 8 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. It's a pretty big one, too. That one probably is the series if the Suns win, so that one's kind of one to watch. Live play-by-play of the NBA Finals on ESPN Louisville is presented by Barino's Pizza, UPS Jobs, and U of L Health. So plenty going on here. We didn't, you know, we did the whole first hour. I mean, Brian, how was Florida, man? Like, did you enjoy yourself?
It was good. Sorry. I had a little bit of a hectic morning. Yeah, I had a couple things.
Yeah, right. We had to leave him alone.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to talk.
No, I know. I was going to say, well, so you had a good time.
No, Florida was good. Got to see my family. Always good to spend time with my family. But my parents are kind of looking at a retirement community down in Florida called The Villages. We just kind of, me and my siblings were popping in and out. We did a day of golf. I actually went to this cool park called Silver Springs, and it's where a lot of movies have been filmed, where they show scenes underwater, and it seems like you're in an ocean, but you're actually in a spring. And so it was kind of cool to see behind the scenes with that. So we saw some live gators, we saw some turtles, we saw some monkeys, and then we spent a lot of time around, you know, my parents kind of showing me the whole facilities of the Villages and all they offer. I mean, there's like 30 something courses it spans over 5 zip codes.
Yeah. So it's an incredible spot,
all the
man.
Events that they have going on. We went to some of the town centers and went to some concerts and different things like that. But it was a good time. Honestly, it was just good to get away because my business with Louisville Dog Walkers has been a little overwhelming lately and just kind of getting away. And kind of trained one of my employees to kind of do some of my duties while I was gone so I can start kind of passing some stuff off to her. So a lot of things are moving in the right direction.
Awesome, man.
Delegating is important. I was listening to Brian, and then I looked up and I saw one of those best rivalry in sports things, and I'm like, I'm not going to look up at this screen. So I end up getting upset. By the way, Four Pegs wants to thank everybody. Big shout out to Four Pegs.
Okay.
Y'all are bringing some good energy to Four Pegs, and they're really thankful for that. So I didn't
say it. They're booming right now.
They are booming. So I did want to pass along a shout out from Four Pegs and thank everybody. You know, they got me back in wings.
Ooh.
You know, I really had just checked out of wings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how you have a couple bad experiences?
No, sure, sure.
And then you're like, oh, Four Pegs, that got me right.
I know, I know. Man, I need to get some of those Four Pegs wings too, man. I love their wings. Here's the thing. That and give a shout out to our guy Charles, IPTV. It was awesome to be able to watch the fight this weekend.
I missed it.
So, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, but I was able to sit back on Saturday night, watch some UFC, and if you go find Charles Clay, talk to him and on social media, Facebook or whatever, and he'll get you together, man.
Brian, I was on my way to go turn on the fight, and Steve was like, he called me right, and I was in my hallway going to the living room, and Steve's like, man, that was an awesome fight. I was like, wait a minute, what? He said, oh, yeah, it's over.
That's what happened with me. I hit up a buddy. I was like, what are you doing tonight? He's like, bought the fight. I was like, oh. I was like, what time is it supposed to start? And he's like, well, they're on this match with Greg Hardy. We're about two away. I was like, I'm not going to make it in time.
That's funny. So there was all that. Spirit was okay for you, by the way. Let's clear that up.
Yeah. So Spirit Airlines was actually great. Both flights were on time. Because I'm going
Spirit Saturday morning. Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I've got Spirit to Orlando.
Yeah. So. I mean, you can't beat the prices. And I mean, actually, I had a funny story. So I got on a plane back from Orlando, and there was two girls' basketball teams because there was the tournament over the weekend, the AU tournament going on here at the Fair and Expo Center that were flying in. So I sit next to one of the coaches, and we get to talking, and I was like, so are you from Orlando? And he's like, no, I'm just visiting down here. I'm actually from South Carolina. And he's like, but I'm going up to Louisville, and I'm familiar with the area because I played basketball for Western Kentucky.
Okay. That's awesome.
So then, of course, we basically talked the rest of the flight. It ended up being Jamal Brown, who played in the early 2000s.
Okay.
And I looked up his stats. He played one year under Dennis Felton, who recruited him. And then when Ken McDonald came in, Darren Horn came in, he stayed for 1 year and then transferred to Cal State Fullerton. But in his senior year, he averaged 18 points and 7 rebounds. And I was like, so we of course, could go back and forth forever because I was asking about coaches and players, and we were talking about the team. So it was pretty fun.
That's awesome, man. Well, good.
Yeah,
good. Well, I'm glad to hear that then. So
good trip. Good vibes on that. Is there one more thing, Steve? We gave the shout-out to Four Pegs. Brian caught us up. Steve. Charles Clay, just making sure I didn't miss anything before we get
real quick, Steve. Spirit, you'll like it. Like it. It was, you know, good cheap flight. You got to pay for everything, but it's nothing expensive. $3 a Coke or something.
Well, our guys, I'm good. I'll bring some snacks or something and be fine. And then actually for this trip, our friends are going down, so they're taking our bags.
Oh,
so
even like, better.
Yeah, so we really just had to pay
it
for the flight.
About $35 each way.
Yeah. So it kind of worked out there where we were like, okay, cool. So we're going to fly down there, and then we'll fly back Friday night. So I've never flown at night, so Friday night back would be do something new. Listen,
that's overrated. There's going to be a bunch of darkness till you hit the city and lights.
There's lights down there.
Yeah, right.
How about that?
Yeah. You've been up in a hotel really high, Steve. It's about like that. It's just like, there's a city.
That's awesome, dude.
Okay.
Perfect.
It's a stadium. Okay. So, Steve.
Okay.
I have to catch people up on the genesis of this conversation. Over the last month, Steve said something. This probably started a month ago. Steve says, look at their team. Right? He's talking about my rivals. And so for the last month, we've been enjoying looking at pictures, kind of just sizing up each other's frames and, you know, just, okay, I'm putting my guy, you know, against your guy. You know, y'all know how we do. We match our teams up. Like, this is what we do in the offseason, right?
Right.
And, of course, you know, it starts off with we're just kind of joking around. Like, I take the guy I'm worried about from the other team, right? And you know, it's kind of a barbershop conversation that my team's better than yours, right? Then every once in a while, it gets a little serious, right?
Okay.
And you get little thoughts. So this is me talking. This is Steve and Marcus talking about Kentucky. Now, part of this is our conversation. Part of this is kind of thoughts of my own, you know, when I'm just talking, I'm listening to Steve and processing. And I asked Steve, I say, okay, Steve, who's their, you know, who's their threats? You know, who are their incoming threats? Because as far as I know, Kentucky, they make their name on bringing in these top, you know, freshmen or whatever, right? You know, so Steve says, you know, have you know, what is it, Ty Washington? Mm-hmm. He's you know, stud. He's a 5-star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I say this to Steve. I say, who will be on the court more, Ty Washington or Davion Mintz? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to think about it.
It's a good question.
Yeah, right. Because I'm like, that's a sixth-year senior versus a freshman.
Who was their leading scorer last year?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is where the ball got rolling, Brian. This something simple. And this is not trolling. This is me comparing these teams and talking about Kentucky basketball and Louisville basketball. So I'm like, Mintz is gonna be hard to put on the bench over behind Ty Washington. If a coach is being a coach, right? I think everybody would agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Just being knowledgeable. Then I say, Steve, who's their, you know, who's their big guy, the other big stud? Steve says, Collins. So I'm thinking for a second, Collins. I'm like, wait a minute, the skinny kid, right? The real skinny kid.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, that's him. I'm like, he's a 5-star, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, is he kind of like their Isaiah Jackson, right? Like their athlete guy? So he was like, yeah. And I was like, the skinny kid. He says, yeah. Steve says, well, he's not anywhere near as physical as an Isaiah Jackson, who kept them afloat. You remember we watched games, and when Isaiah Jackson got a second foul, Louisville fans from afar was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Jackson was the only guy I was worried about on that.
That's
roster,
exactly
really.
That's exactly the truth. Kentucky fans who are watching basketball, they saw Isaiah Jackson in foul trouble and was like, oh my God, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, no.
Like he kept him afloat, right?
Absolutely.
So I was kinda like, man, is Collins the guy to replace him like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I thought in my mind, I said, Oscar Tshiebwe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought about this young man, intern, who has a good knowledge of West Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he says to me? Dude, Oscar Tshiebwe, he can't stay out of foul trouble. I mean, he's picking up early fouls. You know, he transferred because he's getting beat out by Culver. And
Charles,
you know,
Bassey worked him.
See, he didn't throw that part in. But I'm listening to a passionate West Virginia fan say, I mean, you got to give him the ball right under the basket, and, you know, that's where he can score at. You know, he just give it to him right under the basket, and he'll be able to score. I mean, he's not going to overwhelm you with athleticism or anything. He can just kind of get body position and muscle around. Like, that's their transfer they're bringing in? I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to come up with replacements for, you know, for these positions. And then I'm like, okay. Then Steve says, well, don't forget about Wheeler, the Wheeler guy. I said, okay, Wheeler is the 5'8 kid?
5'7, I think.
5'8,
yeah. Yeah,
5'8.
Yeah, 5'8, 5'7.
There you go.
I was like, that's the kid who's transferring from Georgia. He wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
He transferred from Georgia. He thinks he would be in the league if Georgia was a bigger time program. He thinks that's the only reason he's not in the league already. Right? I mean, we would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Davidson kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Kellen Grady.
Grady.
Yeah, Grady.
I like him.
Okay.
He's a good player.
I do too.
I think he'll be their best player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grady thinks he'll be their best player.
Mm-hmm.
Grady's coming to Kentucky.
Yeah.
To be their best player. So now I'm like, wait a minute. Cal is going to have to juggle Ty Washington, Mintz, Grady, Wheeler. You said Toppin.
Forget about C.J. Frederick.
The old shooter. No,
actually,
I think he might be hurt and out.
Who?
For the year.
Oh, really?
Or hurt for a while or Frederick. Something. Yeah. I was just reading something on
inside info there.
No. God, no. I don't have Kentucky inside info. I was just reading on Twitter. Somebody said that he might have took an injury or something. So we'll leave him off for now. Because if so, that sucks. Yeah, you don't want to see anybody get
hurt. He was kind of the odd man out anyway.
But, yeah, he was. Yeah,
he was going to be the odd man out. Okay.
And that's just reading vaguely on Twitter. So I don't know about that. But
it's funny. I'm looking at a it's 2021 roster. Okay. So, Keon Brooks. Mm-hmm. What did you describe him as yesterday?
Alex Poitras. I hated to say it, too, because I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah, but it's a good example.
But I think, like, Keon Brooks' best shot was probably to go to Indiana and reinvent the wheel.
He's
kind of the elder statesman now.
He's going to be a 6'7 junior who Cal tried to throw in to save his season last year.
Mm-hmm.
Will we agree with that?
Oh, yeah. No, that was
the that was going to be
when when he come back, things were going to be different.
That was going to be the tweak that saved the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know Calipari ain't forgave him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's doghouse.
Right?
Dante Allen? Does he strike you as a guy that's going to take, you know, that's going to drive the fan base crazy.
Yeah.
Having him on the bench. That's going to be a stressful situation.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going through this roster, and I'm like, this is a problem. Or Lance Ware.
Lance Ware.
Is that your game-changing big man?
No.
Are you frightened of Lance Ware? Okay. I said, are you frightened from the Louisville point of view, right? But when I take Louisville all the way out of this, just take it out of the picture.
Yeah.
If Ty Washington is not going to be happy, because he comes here to do a one and done.
Yeah.
Collins comes here to do a one and done. You said it to me. Bryce Hopkins is going to feel like he's owed something.
Sure.
From John Calipari. I flipped from Louisville to here.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, do you have that schedule that you read off to me?
I can get it.
And keep in mind, y'all, we're talking through all this.
Yeah.
So they open with Duke, right?
They said that Frederick apparently broke his leg.
Okay.
So that was what.
Okay, that's a good setback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I just
wanted to catch anybody before they made any jokes. Right. Because like we like to joke around, but if somebody's actually hurt, like, you know, I don't want to.
Okay.
Don't want to do that. Okay. Yeah.
Just start with number one.
Okay.
That would be Duke.
Well, yeah, and I don't know in what order, but they'll play Duke.
Okay. So now I'm picturing this. I'm like, whew, they got Duke. Who's Duke's big man?
Mark Williams, Pablo Banchero. got a few options there.
They got some studs at Duke. What if you take a nasty loss early against Duke?
Mm-hmm.
If you're Kentucky, somebody's not going to play, right? Mm-hmm. His reputation is made on the Frederick. Say Ty Washington and Collins get chewed up because Cal wants to start them.
Yeah.
You think Grady and Mintz are sitting behind Ty Washington?
Well, I'm kind of mentally giving them Coburn, too. Especially after the Dick Vitale tweet.
Okay. Yeah, give them Coburn.
I mean, because Dick Vitale don't tweet that unless he's going to Kentucky. Yeah. I mean, like, we know that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not stupid. We've saw this game a couple times.
Okay, but what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
Is a game of emotional musical chairs.
Yeah.
That's going to piss off everybody.
Sure.
Because Coach Calipari, is he going to totally punt on his brand that is these freshmen are coming in here to be one and dones? It's going to have to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The guys that are coming back are going to feel owed. The grad transfers are going to feel like, because here's the thing. I even started thinking about this when I was kind of mad at my own team for not being a little attitude-y. And then I start thinking, I don't want that situation.
Yeah.
I do not want that situation with eight dudes. Listen, we said we need one dude.
Yeah.
That just doesn't care. They have eight players on their team that don't care about anything.
Yeah.
But they all feel like they should be in the league already.
Uh-huh.
You watched, as a Louisville fan, as a Kentucky fan, you watched last year what talent and everybody pulling in their own direction looks like.
Yeah.
What's to say there's going to be any different with this year? I'm watching it. You have to juggle some awkward positions.
Sure.
Right? Noah Locke didn't come here because, you know, I should be in the league, but, you know, Florida's too small of a school, and that's why I'm not in the league. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He came in here for the right opportunity to be more effective.
Yeah.
Marshall is a grad transfer. I want to see if I can go with the big time, kind of like a Carleek attitude. I want to do it at the big time, not just here.
Yeah.
That's his transfer attitude.
Yeah.
Matt Cross. I hate this coach.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. You just hate your coach.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Right.
I'm leaving. I'm going to Louisville. I like the way they play. I'm going to Louisville. They need a shooter. I'm going. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's not like a, I should be in the league, but I'm just out of pro. Wheeler thinks that.
Yeah.
100%. Grady thinks that 100%.
Yeah.
Oscar Tshiebwe, according to our West Virginia diehard,
yeah,
started pouting the moment he got his spot took.
Yeah, he got benched at West Virginia.
He got benched after, what, 10 games?
Yeah.
And checked out.
Yeah.
Just checked out.
So if Kofi Coburn shows up there,
oh,
you've lost him.
Yeah, see, you added Coburn.
Yeah.
I say, okay, well, you – and I listen to y'all the way y'all talk about every
time. Oh, if Louisville adds anything. Oh, look, somebody's not happy. Somebody's pissed off.
Yes,
somebody,
yes. We go straight to who do we lose?
Absolutely.
We go straight to who do we lose. Absolutely. If you even talk about bringing somebody in.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a fact.
So you said it, didn't you? If Kofi goes to Kentucky – Tshiebwe is non-existent. Would you agree with that?
Without a doubt. I think he's just already kind of a problem. And then if you have Kofi come in, because like I told you, Oscar lost his spot to Derek Culver, and Kofi's better than Derek Culver. So
why did he lose his spot?
Why did he lose his spot? He didn't work out. He didn't do his job over the summer like you're supposed to. And he, like you were saying, he started pouting because Huggins gets onto him, and it's the tough love factor. And he can't take the tough love.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek can. Derek took it when he first got to West Virginia. Oscar couldn't take it, so he starts pouting. And so Huggins isn't going to try and baby him. If you can't take it, you can't take it. Sit on the bench and watch.
Yeah. By the way, that's Charles,
our resident West Virginian.
That we're trying to get to give up journalism.
Journalism school?
You need to work here.
Journalism?
Yeah.
I'll get the degree, and then I can come back.
Now, I don't hate this. If we can get a sleeper cell in Charles, go get his journalism degree, come back here, work.
That's a great point.
Charles could take the system down.
That's a great point.
If we had a guy at the Courier, a guy at somewhere.
Have you enjoyed your experience at ESPN Louisville?
1,000%. This was a complete shot in the dark to try and get this internship, and it's gone 10,000 times farther than. I mean, it was great. And then the Twitter followers last week that you got me, that just amped it up even farther.
Awesome, dude. That's good.
We'll give out to Twitter one last time.
Yeah, give it out again. Let's try to get him going.
See Monty 2000. I'm up to 233. Come on.
See Monty 2000, y'all. He is an up and comer.
No, he's the man. Like, you're going to hear from him. Like,
but no, in all seriousness, he experienced the Oscar Tshiebwe thing firsthand.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
So you gave him Kofi,
mm-hmm.
you subtract Oscar Tshiebwe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
1,000%.
Which I think they'll take that trade.
Yeah, yeah. But you're still. No. Here's what you're doing. You're subtracting him, right?
Yeah.
I'm subtracting him and adding an attitude
him
presence.
Him throwing a fit.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. So now, locker room. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not making something up right here. this locker room combination, I wouldn't blame anybody who said, I'm not confident in Coach Cal balancing personalities of transfer attitude one and dones.
Yeah.
And high school one and dones.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the balance is not, you know what I'm saying? We watched that thing spiral out of control, and it was the attitudes that spiraled. Boston was not some overrated chump.
No.
BJ Boston was not some overrated, non-talented anything.
Right.
We've never seen that much talent be that dysfunctional.
Yeah.
And then we started saying, okay, is Orlando your get everybody in line guy? Well, it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, but I didn't feel like if he was your get in line guy, I don't think you lose to Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
If Chin Coleman and Orlando keep everybody in line.
Yeah.
I don't think you make the difference between keeping everybody in line at Kentucky if you left Illinois the way you did.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. I mean, you make good points.
And again, you can say it's a Louisville take, or you can be a basketball fan for a little bit. You can look at the history. You can look at the 5 1-and-dones. And, you know, those guys, a lot of times they bounce because all of them knew they were going. Mm-hmm. I can get Bam. Give me everybody else on that team.
Fox, Monk.
Malik Monk.
Yeah, Gabriel.
We're all going 1 through 18.
Yeah.
You know, we all going 1 through 18. Because we're all high schools. We're all, you know, it's easy to balance that. It's like, okay, we all get it done.
Yeah.
Booker even said, you know, hey, we all kind of knew we were getting, you know, we're going to get on.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a whole different ball game here.
No, it is. It is because you've got guys that, I mean, it's tough for, well, like, okay, a Grady, who may end up being one of the better players, if not the best player. He's not necessarily an NBA draft guy. You know, I mean, so, okay, that's.
In draft eyes.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But in his,
the right. Only no, yeah, thing sure, sure.
That he's, the only reason he's not a first rounder.
Yeah. So there.
And if he doesn't have a Damian Lee level unselfishness.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, Damian Lee was dating Steph Curry's sister.
Well, no, but Damian was given the rock and asked to be the best player.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, no, Rick was like, yeah, no, you're the best player.
Right.
Go play. I mean, you know, no questions asked. Yeah. So, the problem is what you're saying is it's going to be an interesting to watch Cal do that because they got
Duke.
Oh yeah.
At Michigan.
Play Ohio State. They're going to play the rivalry game with Louisville. They go to Kansas. Yeah. I think they play Notre Dame, which I don't know what Notre Dame's going to be this year.
Yeah, right.
But
but again, we're not talking talent. We're talking you can witness.
Yeah.
You know what?
Sure.
What everyone pulling opposite directions. So if I listen to those press conferences early, I got to get everybody pulling one direction.
Oh. So does he play Collins and Washington because they probably will be first
rounders?
That's
the point,
right?
That's the point, everybody. That's the point.
Even if they're not great, like Boston's still probably going to get picked in the first round.
Right.
Yeah.
And his that's my point. Is he going to punt on the brand of the top of the five star recruit?
Right.
Are you going to punt on getting guys to the NBA? Because next, if those guys are coming off the bench, you realize nobody's getting drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
If Ty Washington and Collins come off the bench, which they probably should. Under a coach who just wants to win,
yeah,
they probably should come off the bench.
Yeah.
But you're punting on the whole brand of one and done, of five-star talent getting straight up.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open.
No, I agree.
We'll take our commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybe in 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Got any extra shout-outs for us, Steve?
I do. I want to remind people, UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $18.50 an hour for part-time package handlers. Weekly attendance bonuses, $50 still in place for those that work the Sunday shift. Get your tuition paid 100% at the University of Louisville and make $18.50 an hour and be eligible for academic bonuses through the Metro College program. UPS Jobs will also be hosting a summer hiring event on Saturday, July 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, go to upsjobsky.com, click apply now, and complete the application today. Schedule your appointment. And they will have on-site food trucks, a TV giveaway, and a chance for you to obtain employment with UPS. There's a lot going on there.
So I have to do this. For the midnight crew, I apologize. We kind of kept the conversation separate. Brian Hall, I'm going to need to do a cashier conversation.
Okay.
Steve is kind of up to date on this one, but... I have gotten a couple questions about it, you know, people kind of asking from an outside point of view of what's been going on. So if you could bring that cashier conversation up for me.
Okay, fair enough.
That would be great.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
It's going to be a little different. You talk too much.
You never shut up.
I said you talk too much.
Oh boy, you never shut up.
Time now for cashier conversations.
Man, what are we talking about?
Cashier conversations.
Great cash, homie.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
On Middays with Marcus May.
Chit chat.
So, it's going to be a little bit of a different kind of cashier conversation.
Okay.
This is how it goes, people. I drive to my favorite grocery store that I go all the time. I don't even want to put their name in this story because I love them. They love me. They treat me good. I drive to my grocery store. I go in there. I make, you know, a 12-minute trip. You know, as soon as I pull up, I see a guy sitting in the car. He's, you know, right across from me in the parking spot. You know, I just kind of notice he's in the car. So I go into the store, 12 minutes. I come back out. The guy in the truck that was sitting in the truck before I went in, he kind of starts rolling down his window. He's kind of looking at me like he wants to say something, you know, and, you know, I'm kind of looking at him but not staring, and he's kind of looking like he wants to say something. He says, "Hey, buddy." Saying, what's going on, my man? He said, "There is some guy over here taking pictures of your car." I said, "What?"
Okay.
He said, "Yeah, some damn guy was over here taking pictures of your car."
You're like, gosh dang it, Pat 40.
They took pictures of your license plate. They took pictures from the side. Took pictures from the front and even held this camera up to your window down inside your car. I said, "Really?" He said, "Sure enough." I said, "You remember what he had on?" I said, "Sure do." Now, he says that, and I'm thinking, you know, every once in a while, you know, somebody might ask me, you know, how does my car work? You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know, just a random, "Hey, I saw you hop out the car, how's your setup?" So I'm like, okay, he describes the guy. So I sit in the parking lot. And I'm sitting in the parking lot, you know, waiting for the guy with the description. Nobody that fits this description comes out for 20 minutes. I call Steve. I tell Steve what's going on. Steve has the appropriate giggle and the appropriate concern.
Sure.
You know. So I'm like, "Steve, how long am I going to sit out here? Because I've already been out here 20, 25 minutes. Steve says, all night. Steve says, you need to find out who did that.
Well, because I'm talking, listen, because, and this is me. And look, I'm way more confrontational than need be. Like, I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know. I think I've got, to be as tall or as big as I am, I think I have little man syndrome. Because, like, at that point, I'm like, no. I'm talking to this guy.
Right.
When he comes out, I'm like, hey, man, hey, do you need something? Like, I mean, I'm not going to be like, hey.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, man, you need something? Like,
but no,
he said you take a picture of my car.
Yeah, like, that's the plan. So I'm
unless my kids were in the car.
Right.
Now, if my kid was in the car, I'd just beat him up in the parking lot. Or he'd have had to beat me up in the parking lot.
Right.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so.
Take a picture of my kids. I'm
gonna, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. So I talked to Steve. Steve's like, wait, I'm not seeing anybody that fits the description, but I'm waiting. I'm seeing cars come and go, and I'm just not seeing this guy. And when I see anybody that's kind of close to the description, I'm rolling down my window. I'm making full eye contact. If they look over my way, I'm going to ask them.
White guy in white shirt and jeans.
With white beard. I was surprised at how few guys in that attire came out. So y'all get my point. At about the hour mark, I realized either I missed him or this description was bad.
Sure.
Then I realized I've been out here an hour. I'm the crazy person now. You've been sitting out here an hour. You've watched every car pull up.
Yeah, after
go
an hour,
in the store.
You have to beat him up. If you wait an hour, it's like, okay, now I have to beat you.
And
up.
I'm like, if somebody calls the police on me, then now I'm looking for the one-armed man from The Fugitive now.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a guy with a white beard and black man, you know, and do this, right?
Yeah.
So I end up leaving, y'all, you know, of course, a little disturbed, you know, whatever. So the next day, I go around the same time to Kroger. I come back out, Steve. I parked at the opposite side of the parking lot. I come back out. A lady with her daughter comes up to me and says, I'm sorry, I don't know how to tell you this, but somebody was taking pictures of your car. I say, what? She said, yeah. Some guy in a raincoat just came up to your car, and he was taking pictures.
She's like, Louisville shirt, backwards hat, glasses.
Yeah. Steve, right. So she says somebody was taking pictures of your car. So I'm like, what? So now I'm getting out of my car. Now I'm going back inside because this can't, you know, I don't know what this is. I don't know what freak is out here in this parking lot. But,
right.
You know, this is two times. This can't go on anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're scared.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not.
You're chicken.
Chicken? You're right. Are you scared? Yeah. Are you a chicken?
I'm going to turn you into that. Yeah, no, you're scared of that. He called me crying.
Okay. Right? So I went back in there. I go to the service desk. I tell the lady what's going on. She says, I need to call the big dog for you because, you know, this is a problem. The big dog lady's about to leave, but she stops and comes back in. So I tell her a story. I'm like,
did you play it up? Did you come in? You did, didn't you? You come in and was like, I mean, it takes me longer to get in and out of my car.
Absolutely not.
And I'm just nervous.
Absolutely not.
Because you do. No, people don't know. You do that at times.
Every blue moon.
No, it's every blue moon.
No, it's kind of a sarcasm. Like, get off my back. Like,
I know.
Listen, I didn't get to the phone because I move a little slower.
you turn into that guy sometimes.
Every once in a while.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well. With a little sarcasm.
Okay.
So now I'm in there. I'm service desk. I'm like, okay, this, you know, we got to figure something out. Lady has these big eyes. So the lady in the parking lot who told me about it, she was like, I need to come in here and back him up because they're probably looking at him like this is some crazy story and I don't know what you did to somebody. Like, they're probably looking at me like it was something I done.
And can I interject here? Am I allowed to?
Yeah, absolutely.
We, white people, we live for this.
Elaborate, Steve, because you told me that.
This is, Brian, back me up on this. This is the dream. Right? This is drama dream. So
this is y'all walking to the noise and us running away from
it. Like we live for this moment. I'm going in there.
You agree with that, Brian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to go in here and we're going to get to the bottom of this drama.
Listen.
This is awesome.
Listen, Steve. She comes in.
Oh, yeah.
She's telling the lady the same story.
I know.
Then some lady says, I couldn't help but to overhear.
Gosh dang right, she did.
The other lady says, I couldn't help but overhear are you talking about that guy who was out there, you know, taking pictures in the parking lot? And I'm like, yeah. And she said, I saw him yesterday taking pictures. And
oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So now it's three ladies. Then the niece comes in. The niece says, oh, we saw him too, you know, blah, blah.
Yep.
So now it's a powwow. But here's the problem. These ladies are terrified too. You know what I'm saying? So let's add this. So
she said, we live for Walmart drama.
So everybody's confirming what you said.
Yes, no, yeah. This is
so
perfect.
So these ladies like
pull up the cameras.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what they were doing. They were dying for them, that lady, to tell them we can all go in here and watch the security cameras.
Can we all go watch?
Yeah, yes, because we all need to get. So then the niece comes in and she's like, oh, well, there's this Facebook group out here and somebody says they saw him and we might know who he is. So they're comparing phones and everybody's showing each other the phones.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching this investigation go down. And I'm just like, you know, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? And then she's like, we found him. And I'm like, what? And they're like, this is the dude. And then we look at his page and he's like a parking lot freedom fighter.
Yeah.
Or something, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, dude, I don't care what kind of freedom fighter you are. And of course.
What?
Listen, a parking lot warrior. I'll get to that part.
Yeah.
But his picture alone, when you see his picture on his profile, you like, oh my God.
Yeah.
No, listen.
Oh yeah.
My nightmare is this guy with this big bald American flag, or no, it's American Eagle and flag behind him with the white goatee. Just
oh yeah. This is perfect.
This is not the guy you want taking pictures of your car in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, they find this guy, and apparently, like, he's, you know, into, I'm going to do something to everybody who parks in a handicapped spot, or his car looks like it doesn't belong in a handicapped spot or something. So, yeah, so you find the dude, and I'm like, I don't know if I need to report, but I won't go into detail on, you know, on what happens next, but you get the point.
Sure.
Like, that was my weekend.
That was awesome.
And I was amazed at how Steve just knew that this is how it was going to go down.
No, it's perfect. Yeah, no, it was perfect, man. It's something that we love. I mean, I made a call to a couple people I know in the area that were
so you had to get to the bottom
that were
of it,
like, too. Law enforcement or whatever. I made a phone call and I was like, "Hey, man, like, you know, like." So it's
apparently it wasn't a targeted threat, but I feel threatened anyway. I feel violated, and it's not a safe move to make me feel violated. I do believe in my rights, and I'll leave it at that.
Right, fair enough.
I do believe in my rights to to defend myself and my body at all
your
costs.
Property.
Yeah,
man, my property and yes. And all and my peace of mind.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Yeah. And again, I only really elevated it to real seriousness when I saw the look on all those ladies' faces.
No, that is true.
Because they leave their daughters in the car when they run in, you know. And we're talking about all these ladies had teenage, you know, 9 to 35-year-olds who sit in their car, and they all have saw this guy running up on cars, taking pictures of license plates, and like, so what are you doing, running plates? Not to mention, them damn nails in my car tires did not sit well with me. Remember when I told you about that?
Man.
I'm like, those are some awkward looking nails to be just. Those aren't just parking lot nails.
Well, I look.
So what is the point of a parking lot warrior?
Well, here I did some research on the guy. Look, because I am part of the delegation too. So this is what. As soon as Marcus told me, I was like, yes,
we're
so
on it.
Like, yeah,
America.
We got America. We got action, honey.
I was like,
we got action.
Yeah, I was like, let's figure this guy out. And he like goes around and.
Right.
Okay. He like goes around and like takes pictures of people's cars and tries to find people parked in handicap spots
illegally.
That aren't illegal. But my problem is with that is, first off, it's not your job to judge who, like, because somebody may get out of the car and walk to the store
be hard of hearing
and be deaf.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a handicap pass for that.
Yeah, or have tunnel vision. Like, yes, it's not safe for them to walk from the back. Oh, okay, like, so it's not your job to go, well, he's walking just fine. Yeah, like,
right.
Well, that may not be his Disability.
Disability. Yeah. Like, that may not be what's there. So, anyways, that part of it. And the other part, you can't take pictures down in people's car.
No.
You're going to get busted in your mouth, dude.
So, like, it took him 2 days to realize that you were in the right spot?
Oh, no. Apparently, he still hasn't realized it, right? But here's the problem. That guy in that truck, that first guy.
Oh, yeah.
Steve heard him on the phone. That dude was ready to hog tie this guy and take him out to the country and let me do with it. Like, he had a southern.
Oh, yeah.
He had a country.
Tony, you don't get a call and they like, I got your guy.
Listen, he was the voice of vigilante justice. That because he was like, I don't know why. Can't mind their own business. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, when he was leaving, he was like, you okay? You need something? You know, like, just ask.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. What goes around comes around. When you're doing that, eventually you're going to run into somebody
who the wrong person.
Takes matters into their own hands.
Yeah. Well, and according to my research, I think the guy may have a disability himself. And
right, so that
still doesn't give you the right to do that. Yeah, like, that's not, you can't do that, man. Like, that's not cool. Like, yeah, no, not cool. And like I said,
and you're putting yourself in danger.
If I have a daughter in the car or a son, like, I'm beating you up in that parking lot. I'll spend my night in jail.
You are putting yourself in extreme. Like I said, if it was funny when it was kind of me, but like I said, when I saw those ladies' faces, it was like, dude, you're out here threatening.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Indirectly or directly, you're threatening people's peace of mind.
Yeah, man.
It's one thing when you've been, like, suspicious of a car for a while. Like, this dude keeps parking in the handicapped spot, and I'm really not sure he's handicapped.
But then you go tell somebody.
When you're just
somebody.
Picking random parking lots and random cars and random handicapped spots, like, that's just too far.
Well, apparently he targets that parking lot, you know, in particular. But I'm like, dude, like.
No, apparently he targets many because he posted some pictures of one. He was like, yeah, I got the guy. When he noticed I was taking pictures, he took off and left. Like, I found some of his stuff. Like,
am I gonna say the last uncomfortable thing?
What's
the part of the story that I don't want to admit?
I'm listening.
What part of that story don't I want to tell?
The last uncomfortable thing.
When you scroll through his page, what was the one thing that I don't want to tell about this story? And he's a Louisville fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh.
Texter said, did Steve say he would beat up a disabled guy? Yes, if he was taking pictures of my small children, yes, I would. Yes, I would.
And would totally have it coming.
Yeah.
And would totally have it coming.
Yeah. If you're taking a picture of my kids.
As he's getting beat down, he would say.
God, staying right.
I would. I had this coming.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, and he's a Louisville fan. He's probably. Look, he probably got a reason. But as soon as I saw the Louisville hat, I was like, I mean, the guy's probably. Look,
I mean, Steve, haven't you ever felt like the need to take pictures? I mean, Brian took a picture of a license plate when a guy did a hit and run. I mean, but you know, I mean, we all have to snap license plates every now and then, right? I mean, what? The other day, this guy had strobe lights as his blinkers on his car. I mean, I took a picture.
Yeah.
You know, because I was going blind and I just wanted evidence of this. So. Yeah, he's a Louisville fan. I'm sure he had good intentions. That's what's important, right?
I always do that in the car when it's like if a Kentucky fan like cuts in front of me, I'm like, oh no, I'm winning this one. But like if it's a Louisville fan, I'm literally that is true.
They must have been in a rush.
I bet his wife's pregnant right now. He's trying to get to the hospital
because we just don't do that.
Yeah, like because he saw. Look, I'm like he saw my Louisville plates. I got one on the front and the back.
As always, 8150 939 is always the number. 3831 939 is always the text line. The YouTube channel is Made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.